We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, here's something you need to see. It's so important. She did not feel first and then believe. But she believed first and then felt. So many people want to feel first and then believe. That won't work. That's getting the cart before the horse. And really what their faith is in their feelings, not in God's Word.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, here's Brother Hagin with today's teaching.
There was a certain woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, who had suffered many things and many physicians, spent all of her living, was nothing but it, rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, touched his garment, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She believed she would be healed. She believed, if you could just get people to come to the services believing that they will be healed. But you see, too many are coming to try it out. Maybe I will. I sure hope so. Well, I tried that and it didn't work. I could have told you ahead of time it wouldn't have worked. We could have saved some people all the expense of coming halfway around the world to get here to try it out if they'd just listen. Come believing you will be healed. Come expecting to be healed. She believed she would be healed. You can read that in what she said, can't you? Can't you? And Jesus said it was her faith that healed her. It wasn't his faith. It wasn't Peter's faith or John's or James or any of the apostles or any of the crowd's faith. It's her faith. Daughter, thy faith is made healed. So, she believed that she would be healed. She said, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. Hallelujah to Jesus. Then secondly, she came and touched. She did something. She did something. The personal and vital element in faith is here brought out very vividly. Faith is more than believing. It is a living contact with a living Savior. Praise God forevermore. It is the outreaching of a conscious need in us, feeling after and finding its supply in Him. It is not a mere outward approach, not even a mere mental approach. Hundreds thronged him because the Bible said the multitude thronged him. Hundreds thronged him, but only one touched him. Then thirdly, there is the conscious receiving. After the naked believing and the actual coming, the conscious receiving. Immediately her blood was stanched or staunched. She felt in her body that she was whole of her plague. Now here's something you need to see. It's so important. She did not feel first and then believe. But she believed first and then felt. So many people want to feel first and then believe. That won't work. That's getting the cart before the horse. And really what their faith is in their feelings, not in God's Word. I've asked people, or I've heard people say after prayer, after hands were laid upon them, well, I believe that I'm going to be healed now. I feel better. I know right then I might as well forget it. They just might as well. What if they felt worse? I've seen people prayed for that felt worse. And that they said, according to the word of God, I'm healed in a few days, every symptom's gone. I mean, and they were terminal cases. What about when Jesus, on more than one occasion, but you know the record, commanded an evil spirit to come out of a person? The Bible said, before he left, he threw him down and tore him. But Jesus already spoke the command of faith and told him to come out. And yet, he's worse. There he is, walling on the ground. That evil spirit throwed him down and tore him. That means he had a fit. I said, that means he had a fit. Well, he didn't get better right away. He got worse for a little while. And then he was all right. I've seen that happen so many, many times. You see, if your faith is mislocated and on the wrong thing, it'll mess you up. That's so important. I wanted to say it again. I want to say it again. Because it's so important that she did not feel first. I noticed that she did feel in her body she healed that plague. But she had already, several verses before that, it said, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She believed she would be healed. She didn't feel first and then believed. She believed and then she felt. And that's the way it works. Oh, if you could ever get that over to people. If you could ever get that over to people. Our believing should be based on Christ. Her believing was based on him. If I may but touch his clothes, hallelujah, I shall be whole or shall be healed. Are you listening to me? And so that's so important. We need to get it. We need to get it. Now, let's go just a little further in discussing her faith. Notice that Jesus said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, whose faith made her whole? Jesus' faith? No. A lot of people would be glad if it's that way, if Jesus' faith would work for me. But Jesus' faith won't work for you. I know he was a man of faith. There's no doubt about that. Amen. But it wasn't his faith that obtained the woman's healing. Was it the faith of the apostles? No, it was not the faith of the apostles. Was it the faith of the crowd? No, the crowd didn't have much faith. Usually a crowd is full of unbelief. No, it was her faith. Daughter, he specifies, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. I never will forget it. The longest day I lived, and I've lived a few years, I was bedfast. I had been bedfast from the 22nd day of April 1933, and now then it's November 1933. So I've been bedfast approximately 6 months. I stayed bedfast for actually 16 months altogether before I was healed. But you see, I'm struggling in these months. The doctors, five of them, have shook their head and said nothing can be done. You have to die. You have to die. One doctor said, to my folks, they didn't tell me then. Mama told me afterwards. The second doctor, they were five doctors on the case eventually. The second doctor on the case said to them, shook his head and said, in the month of July of 1933, oh, he said, it's such a pity that we do not have the law just to give people like him a shot and put them to sleep and they'll never wake up. I'm so glad, thank God, they didn't have such a law. Because if it had been legal, he would have given me a shot and put me to sleep and I'd never awaken. And what you see here today would not have been here. Amen. Are you listening? Thank God they didn't have that kind of law. And we need to see to it that they never have that kind of law. There is no such thing as a hopeless or helpless case with the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. There is no such thing as being beyond the aid of God. Humanly speaking, it may be so. Humanly speaking, doctors may have done all they could do. But there's no case, blessed be God, that's helpless. My case, I can sort of relate to this woman. Because my case, medically speaking, was helpless and hopeless. But blessed be God, the doctor said nothing can be done. But on the inside of me, oh, I'm so glad. I'll forever be grateful. Throughout eternity, I'll praise God for some things I learned as a teenager. By learning them early, they helped me a lot and saved me a lot. I'm glad I learned back there as a teenager to listen to my spirit instead of my head. To listen to my spirit. Something, oh, I didn't know what it was. I know now it's my spirit. All I knew was something on the inside of me told me. Oh, I don't mean it told me in an audible voice. No, something on the inside of me told me. By that I mean bore witness to it. I got the meaning at least. That it could be healed. That it didn't have to die at that early age of 15, 16 years then. I was 16 years. I was 15 when I became bedfast. 16 then by November of 33. Didn't have to die at that age. Something on the inside of me. In something that's hard to define. Not an audible voice. We call it sometimes a still small voice. Something on the inside of me told me there was help. There was healing. Something on the inside of me told me it was in this book. Told me there's where you'll find it. There's where you'll find it. There's where you'll find it. And thank God I got in the book. Praise God forevermore. I got in the book. And I had the book with me there constantly. I slept with the book in my arms. I slept with the book under my head. Glory to God, I never let the book out of my sight. Because you see, the help's in the book. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so it is today. So it is today. This is God's book. Hallelujah to God. This is the book of God. The book of God. Hey, makura daki skora dangli jiggly jungri degli frapaka randaki cheti kosoka samafa. So men read books trying to find help. So men look to men trying to find help. But look to the divine one and to his divine book. For out of his pages flow eternal life. And out of its pages flow health and healing. Yea, rejoice and be glad, for the book is the same today as it was yesterday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Our offer this month, if you're wanting to learn more about God's healing power, actually in our offer we have Healing is Ours. It's 10 messages on healing by you, Craig, our dad, Kenneth W. Hagin, and our grandfather, Kenneth E. Hagin. And then also it includes Mrs. Hagin, our mom's CD of Do I Really Have to Forgive? And then my CD on Living in Continual Peace. That's a great package, a great offer for a gift of $35 or more that can be yours. So make sure and go to rhema.org and check it out. And if you want to check out all the things that we have, listen to teachings, read devotionals, watch our live stream, you can go to rhema.org and you can read our Word of Faith magazine, just anything Rhema, go to rhema.org and check it all out.
To order, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.